The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Until you see it with your own eyes, it's really hard to describe.
On this special episode of Life Today.
You take that makeup off, they're little girls. They don't feed them, they don't let them sleep. They tell them if you don't smile, you'll be punished. We need to get these young girls off these cold, evil streets.
Next on Life Today.
Very difficult to imagine that anyone could take a child, take advantage of a child, take a child captive in slavery, sexual slavery, and to think that not only would people use them for their own gain, but then those who come and take advantage of them would exploit them at such a young age. Betty, to think that there's such a predatory nature on the part of some people that they would use a child as a slave to try to gratify a person's appetites when it is so obvious that the girls want nothing to do with it, and yet they use them. To think that we've reached that point, and when you see depravity like that, the only answer is love and compassion.
Yeah, it's almost more than you can grasp in your own thinking, in your own heart, to think that someone would be so cruel like that to little children. But at the same time, so many times, James, they promise them something. They promise them, if it's a family in real need, they need help, you know, to have food, anything to survive, and they'll play on the hearts of these children and say, if you'll come with us, we'll give you a job, and then you can send back help to your family, you know, and they think, oh, I'd love to do that. And then they get where they're going and they find out they're captured. They're put in these basically just dirty holes where, they don't take good care of them, and they a lot of times they drug them.
Yeah, they get them hooked on drugs.
They get them so that they can manage them.
Well, it's the most horrible exploitation in the world. And here's the thing I think it's important we understand. And by the way, I'm James Robinson. Ben and I welcome you to this special program where we're reaching out with arms of love to set people free. Here's something I want you to understand. Not only are the children held captive in prisoners, but those who go to exploit them, who are somehow so controlled by their own out-of-control appetites, in such bondage themselves, that they're able to do that and think they find some form of gratification. It's Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. They're absolutely under the control of another power. And there's only one power that releases us from that kind of depravity and that kind of compulsive behavior, that addictive lifestyle. That's the power of God. Sheila Walsh has just returned from seeing firsthand that. And Sheila, we're really glad you're here. I want to ask you, when you went and saw these precious young children, and you could tell by looking at them that there's no joy there. I mean, they may be holding up a sign or a number, or you look at me and you can use me. There's no joy in that child's life. They are totally in bondage. As I just said, so are those who use them for their own gratification.
Honestly, James and Betty, I literally felt as if I walked into hell. I've never felt such spiritual darkness and such desperation behind bright lights. And I would look into the faces of these young girls standing outside these stores. And behind the makeup, there was just nothing. Because they've been reduced. They used to be Mary, who lived in this village. Now they're number 23, who gets used 20 and 30 times every single night. They have to have sex with these men. And they're told, if you try and escape, we know where you live, and we'll go after your younger sister. Mm-hmm. One girl who's actually been rescued told me, I didn't run for a year because they told me, if you run, we're going after your 8-year-old sister. These are little girls who should be at home being loved by their families.
I want us to go to the setting you just described as just being like hell. And I want you to look in. Now, here's the thing I'm asking you to do. Sometimes we see something that's difficult to look at, and so we just turn away. I'm pleading with you not to. So I want you to look in, to this pit of hell, to this horrible setting for precious girls. And no, listen to me, you are the answer. The sad thing is, and the reality is, however, you are the only hope. Someone like you with love that is not just spoken of, but is put in action. That love rescues the perishing, sets the captives free. It's amazing grace. I want you to watch.
And honestly, Ralph, I don't think I've ever felt such darkness in a place. I mean, it makes me almost feel physically sick to my stomach. Until you see it with your own eyes, it's really hard to describe. You might be tempted to think, well, they chose this. That is so not true for so many of them. You take that makeup off, they're little girls. You know, they were told, yeah, come to the city and, you know, you'll be a waitress or you work in a hotel. So they come full of hopes and dreams, maybe to make some money for their family. And then they're immediately trafficked. They just break them. I mean, they lock them in a room and they don't feed them, they don't let them sleep. They tell them, if you don't stand out there and smile, you'll be punished. And every now and again, they'll remove one of the girls from the group and they'll never see her again. One of the girls said, I was told if I tried to escape from this brothel, what they told me was, you go ahead, you escape. We know where your 8-year-old sister lives. Can you imagine that? These girls are as much in prison as people who are behind bars. We can bring the light of Christ to the darkest place I've ever been in my life. We need to get these young girls off these cold, evil streets and into a place where they can find healing and hope. James and Betty, I think of all your grandkids, you know? Some of these young girls out there are the age of your grandkids. This should not be allowed to happen. We've got to do something. We've got to do it now. And we've got to do it in Jesus' name.
Well, there Sheila's talking to both of us from the mission field. Betty, how do you feel in your heart and, you know, the response?
Just as Sheila expressed, we've got to do something. These children need help. They need hope. They're looking for hope, but they don't see it coming unless we reach out and we're there to help them and let them know that someone cares about them.
Sheila, you saw the pain. And now we're asking our viewers to relieve the pain. How do you feel in your heart about the reality or the confidence that that's exactly what can happen?
Oh, honestly, James, if I'd only seen the darkness of the streets, I think, I don't know how I would have survived. And if I'd only seen the hope that's available, I wouldn't have understood the depth of the problem. What I got to see with my own eyes, and one of the reasons I'm in a van there was they kept having to move me because the Russian mafia owned these streets. It's a $1 billion business. It's about to overtake the drug business. It's so huge. And if I stopped to talk to a girl, they were moving me along. I mean, it's really dangerous on these streets. But the thing was, when I talk to some of these young kids that have been brought to a place where our viewers have built this house of destiny, I mean, it's amazing. And I got to talk to some of these kids and they said, you know, before we came here, sometimes I would lie in my little horrible bed at night and cry out, is there a God? Does anybody care about me? Does anybody know I'm here? And once you've seen that, you can't unsee it. I mean, I am ready to go back again. I mean, I'm ready to see the next thing that we can do because we've rescued a lot of children, but there's so many more that are still trapped in a little room crying out at night, does anybody know I'm even alive?
But the fact is, and this is the amazing reality, that love doesn't fail. It does work. many times people will ask the question, well, do they really rescue them? Do they really get them out? Or do they find these children that are about to be sold and preyed upon and used as a sexual object and as a sex slave? Are they able, meaning Life Outreach and these mission workers, these relief workers, are they actually able to succeed in reaching them and rescuing them and restoring them? So truth
100%, is? 100%. 100%. I mean, our partners, I love our partners in Southeast Asia, and they've got it down to such a fine art. It's reach. Let's get to the villages and teach these kids. Listen, when these guys show up in your village and say, hey, we've got some good news for you, run. Use your voice. You grab your friend and you scream and you run away. So we're reaching kids, teaching them, and then rescuing them. I mean, I met the guys. Some of them are phenomenal, who go in and these do these ridiculous raids, put their life on the line, and they have this whole prayer covering. And then I've been to the place where those children are restored. Mm. I had the privilege of standing and bringing the Sunday message at the House of Destiny. And as I sang Amazing Grace, I could hardly stand, because it was written by a former slave trader. And I'm standing singing it. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And these young boys and girls standing, hands in the air, tears rolling down their faces, because I once was lost, and now I'm found.
Wow, I want to show a clip about this Amazing Grace. And you see, if you don't want to be a part of it, I'm telling you, one of the things about God's grace is He's really patient with us. He's always pouring out more forgiveness than you could ever imagine. He is covering us. He is loving us as though it never happened. And we may not be able to forget our failure or the disgusting thing that we may have participated in or the thing that we may have done, but He blots it out as far as the East is from the West. He not only does not remember it against us, He doesn't remember it. And I'm telling you, that grace, that amazing grace flows through yielded vessels that are willing to pour it out. And these precious ones, children, women, those who've been held sometimes for years, they so need to experience the power of Amazing Grace. I want you to watch this, and I hope you watch it prayerfully in the sense of, God, how can I be a part of sharing Amazing Grace?
Honestly, it's overwhelming. I mean, my first night here, I went back to my hotel room and I just cried, because I thought, Lord, I can't believe this. I can't believe that this is happening. It's just like this spiritual battle between good and evil. And evil is making a lot of money over there. You walk along the street and these girls are all dressed up in their makeup and short skirts. And it gets darker and darker. And you go back further and you see these little rooms. And the locks are not on the inside to keep a girl safe. The locks are on the outside to keep a girl trapped. As I looked at these doors, knowing that behind these doors there are girls that have been held against their will or their will so broken down, it was so clear to me, we have got to be the answer to their prayers, to some who've given up hope, to some who don't even think there's any other way to live, because they've been told, if you escape, we know where you live, and we'll go get your family. We need to be the answer. In Jesus' name, it's all about, it's freedom. It's about hearing chains break. Isn't it interesting that it was a slave trader who wrote the hymn, Amazing Grace? I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Let's do that in Jesus' name.
Oh, dear God, please, we have received your grace. Let us joyfully share it. Release your love to others, please. I don't think that you would be watching even this far into the program. I don't know, Betty, that many people would watch Life Today if all they ever wanted was for someone to just, maybe continually lift you up, let you know you're loved, but never gave you a chance to release the love that God freely offers us. I think I want to bind up broken hearts. I want to put holy oil and ointment and salve on the wounds. I want to see as the Good Samaritan did. I want to see your wounds bound, and I want you cared for. But I can't tell you how much more I want something beyond that. I want you to release that kind of love. I don't want you just to be loved. I really want that. But I want you to be an expression of love. And I really believe you. Every girl we get and set free and give them hope would be a clad, yielded vessel through which love could flow. And Betty, I'm just praying that our viewers, I'm praying that every single person watching us today would be saying, I am going to touch someone with God's love. I'm going to share amazing grace. Yeah.
And we are so blessed to have so many of you that are supporters of Life Today, Life Outreach, that say, what can we do? Show us something we can do. Show us a difference that can be made through our giving and our loving and our caring. When I watch something like this and I see these little children, I just, as a mother, I just want to go gather them all up in my arms and say, come on, children, come on, come with me. I want to show you a safe place. I want to show you a place where love abounds. I want to show you a place where you can play and run around and not be afraid and not be hurt anymore. We can do that, and we do that, and with your help, we can continue to do it.
I just watched our granddaughter holding our little great-granddaughter, and she just had that little bundle of love held right up to her heart. And I watched you hold her. And I really believe with all my heart, God wants to take every broken heart. He wants to take every broken life, every person bound, defeated, hurting, and pull you right up next to his heart. I really believe that. And the way he does that is he uses us as his hands, as the expression of his great love, the love every mother and grandmother should have for the little baby, the little child, the children. And I think right now, I think you want to do that. And when we tell you that together, as the body of Christ working with these missionaries, we can rescue these children, we can set them free, we can get them before the predators get them, we can reach them, we can rescue them, we can restore them. It's a total outreach. And let me tell you the miracles. Because some of our viewers have been so moved by what they saw, they said, we'll match what you give. I mean, just recently we had friends say, we'll match the first $200,000. We've had others that will come and say, we're going to match. So here's what I want you to know. To begin this process, it takes $128. That's the average. $128 to rescue. Already we have focused, because this is what the overseers of the mission outreach tell us. This is our potential right now. We can rescue 5,000. So we're asking you to contribute toward that. Just think about this. A gift of $1,280 rescues 10. But now it doubles to 20. $128, which would rescue one, reach out, now becomes two. 64, 128. We have gifts we want to send you. I have written the most amazing journey, my 73 years living amazed. Even before I was a Christian, my birth was a miracle. A doctor would not abort the child that was the product of a rape on a 40-year-old practical hospice nurse. Just wouldn't do it, and I was born. Born again, called to preach. I live amazed. You can too. You can share amazing grace. Go online or dial that number, please. Take your bank card, maybe the best time you ever pulled a bank card out. I hope you're walking quickly to get your card. And you take that card and use it like a check, knowing that this is a check to rescue and set people free from a horrible life of slavery, sexual slavery and bondage. I'm going to set them free. I'm going to give them a future. Dial the number, use that card like a check. You write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you're sending, because we have to let the rescue workers know. Please, right now. Thank you for making that gift.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved. And you can help restore their lives and give them a future. And now a generous opportunity of a $200,000 matching gift means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you James Robison's new book, Living Amazed: How Divine Encounters Can Change Your Life. As you read these inspiring stories, you'll learn how to live amazed in the presence of God 24 hours a day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll receive James' new book, along with the companion Amazed Journal, so you can record accounts in your own life where you are amazed at God's goodness. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Father in heaven, I pray there wouldn't be a single person watch that explanation of what their gift can do that would not respond. In Jesus' name. By the way, if you happen to be calling, people be calling for two reasons. Please pray for us. We need help. Others are calling to help. Both reasons to call are wonderful, appropriate. You get a busy, you be very determined, because you getting through means life, freedom, or the loss of it, because we have the keys to set them free. Sheila, you want to say something to our viewers?
You know, you might be tempted to look at that and think, I can't even relate to that world. But when you've actually walked there, and you've taken the hand of one girl, and you've looked in her eyes, and you see behind all the makeup, I thought this one girl, I thought, you look just like you could be my little sister. And you think, does it really make a difference? Let me tell you about one girl that I got to know. She was, once she was rescued, and you think, does this really take, I mean, do they stay rescued? Does it make a difference in their life? She went back to her family, who were not believers, and they said to her, listen, stop all this Jesus talk. We're so glad you're home, but stop all this Jesus talk. And eventually the mother started beating this girl. And after 2 weeks, this is what this girl said to her mom, Mom, you can beat me till I am dead. I will never renounce the name of Jesus Christ. I met radical disciples that were rescued from the streets of hell. And when you've lived in hell and your life has been invaded by heaven, it changes your life. I believe that some of these young rescued boys and girls will grow up to change our world. But they need us now. They need us as their older brothers and sisters to take their hand and say, you know what? We know you're there and we're coming for you and we're not leaving you in the darkness. Jesus didn't leave me in the darkness. We're not going to leave you in the darkness. We can do something. We can change it. But it takes each one of us. I promise you, I saw with my eyes the difference it makes. So if we all just do something, even my son, my 20-year-old son says, count me in, Mom. Count me in. I'm doing something. So you and your husband and your kids, let's all do something. And let's do it now. And let's change this world in Jesus' name.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you. Thank God. Do it. Don't just think about it. You be the miracle someone desperately needs. You be the answer to a prayer, to a heart cry. Go online, call that number, be determined, and you make the greatest gift, a gift of love, so people can experience life and freedom. Please do it.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved. And you can help restore their lives and give them a future. And now a generous opportunity of a $200,000 matching gift means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you James Robison's new book, Living Amazed: How Divine Encounters Can Change Your Life. As you read these inspiring stories, you'll learn how to live amazed in the presence of God 24 hours a day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll receive James' new book, along with the companion Amazed Journal, so you can record accounts in your own life where you are amazed at God's goodness. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
And I think there's already joy in your heart because you're setting people free. But let me just mention something. That girl that was being mistreated, and she would not be silent, she ended up leading her whole family to Christ, mm-hmm. the whole family. So love never fails. You are releasing a river of love. Thank you for doing it. And I mean, if you couldn't get through on the phone, you say, I'm going to call until I get through yes. for the sake of someone God loves. I'm going to see him set free. Thank you so much, Betty, and I say thank you. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.